AircheckDownloads.com.
You're not gonna make it.
Who am I? What am I? Is that the time?
John wakes you up with the craziest oldies. John Peters is on Jim.
You know, that's been my recurring nightmare for the last 5 years or so, getting there on time to get you up and Adam on the breakfast show from Jim AM. And I can't believe it's that long ago since we started Solid Gold Radio in the Great East Midlands. Here's how it all began.
I'm speaking from Stamford Street in Nottingham, and it's here that we see the birth of a new radio station. At 6 o'clock this morning, a group of runners started out in the darkness, in the mist, from Victoria Park in Leicester. They ran. They ran very quickly, and they ran to Derby. They ran then through the Derbyshire countryside and into Nottingham. They arrived on the Nottingham border about 20 minutes ago, and any second now, they will enter the arena in which we are ourselves stood at this particular moment. They'll be carrying in front of them that legend, that torch, that Olympic flame. When that arrives here in Nottingham, we'll ignite the firework. When you hear the bang, the explosion, you'll hear the birth of a brand new radio station. And here they come, ladies and gentlemen. Trevor Halls, marathon runner, hands the Olympic flame to Duncan Goodhue. Duncan Goodhue, Olympic gold medalist and Broncos managing director of the radio station of the East Midlands, almost lighting the wrong firework, in fact, but now lighting the correct firework. When you hear the bang, that will signal the start of new developments into the 1990s. Gem A.
Five years. Seems like about 5 minutes since the fireworks were lit and John Peters played that first record. What was it? The Beatles. And All You Need Is Love. What stands out in my mind the most? Well, we've had a few guests on the show, from Leo Sayer to Tony Bennett. I know, when I get upstairs to the office, I'm going to look in my tape cabinet and have a listen to a few.
Tony Lyman, Solid Gold, Jim A.M.
Patrick Cargill. Now, thinking of the Beatles, when he came in, he was chatting about how he made the film Help with them in the Bahamas and how they all got on.
The one person I couldn't get on to at all was John Lennon. He had this huge psychedelic Rolls Royce with black windows in it. And I was driving to the studio one day, and the Rolls was coming in the opposite direction. I just sort of noticed it and then went on to the studios. And the following day, Lennon said to me, "You didn't wave. I passed in the car. You didn't wave." I said, "John, you have got black windows." I said, "I wasn't aware." But he was quite upset because I hadn't waved.
Oh, then there was Jimmy Savile.
Hello, lovely listeners. How are you? Very well. Thank you very much indeed, because I'm so happy to be on this particular network, which is the major network in the whole world. It's an accepted fact in showbiz terms, because as a single man, this is where my commercial comes in. As a single man with a few bob in the post office, I want you to know I'm not spoken for, ladies, available and, of course, ready for practically anything.
Oh, and here we are, Shaking Stevens, who I remember didn't really want to be a singer at all.
I actually wanted to be a stuntman. I can't think why.
A stuntman?
Yes, I did. I can't think why.
What's this here? Oh, 3 days at Disney World in Florida at the company's expense.
And I'm just going to try this cop, just in case. I mean, maybe he knows more. Excuse me, sir.
What can I do for you, pal?
It's a nasty-looking truncheon you've got there, may I say?
A what?
A truncheon.
A truncheon?
Stick.
Oh,
we call them truncheons, you see. We don't
call them stick. Oh, Oh, you'll have to excuse me. I thought you meant something else.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. We use different expressions.
Maybe I had X-ray glasses on or something.
Anyway, thanks for your help.
Well, yeah, but who can I tell Mona's looking for?
Tell her that Tony's looking for her. Gem AM in England, now radio station.
This is platonic, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're really no competition for me.
Thank you very much.
In the romance department.
Yeah, fine. Well, there we are. Thank you for your help. Thank you, sir.
Nice truncheon to you, too.
Thank you, yeah.
When I got something to tell you.
What?
When I was cleaning Miss Mona's house last week, I saw a brand new truncheon that had his name on it all wrapped for the post office.
We're off then. Thank you very much for your help there.
She's sending one to Tony.
Yeah. Oh.
Goodbye, officer.
Oh.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
5 years. I've had a great time.
Yes, I know. We've seen the photographs. Jam AM was originally born of three radio stations in the Midland Group: Radio Trent in Derby, Radio Trent in Nottingham, and Leicester Sound. All three medium-wave transmitters from these stations became the backbone of Jam's broadcasting ability across the East Midlands region. Today we broadcast from Trowell Moor on a frequency of 999 kHz, 301 metres in the medium-wave band, serving the city of Nottingham and Nottinghamshire. Also from Quandon on 945 kHz, 317 metres for Derby City, Derbyshire and East Staffordshire. Earlier this year, in 1993, came the amalgamation with Great Britain's most successful commercial radio company, Capital Radio in London. So now the sky's the limit, and Jem will shine that little bit brighter.
Hi, this is Cliff wishing Jem a very happy 5th birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Every sha-la-la. Sing-along songs.
You know, we class Cliff as one of the top three artists on Jam, along with Elvis and the Beatles. And over the years, we must have had more letters about Cliff than almost anyone else.
Hey, you know, that's right, Tone. And apart from Cliff, other top artists you've heard in the last 5 years on Jam: the Beatles, Elvis Presley, the Rolling Stones, Billy Fury, Buddy Holly, Neil Sedaka, Dusty Springfield, Simon and Garfunkel, the Four Tops, the Beach Boys, the Carpenters, Diana Ross, the Hollies and the Kinks, Stevie Wonder, and, of course, the Four Seasons.
Hi, this is Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons, saying hello to all the listeners of Jam AM.
Steve Voss.
Go on, show us your belly button.
Jam AM.
I think when I first came to Jam, the thing that really appealed to me about it was the music. Picking those songs, playing all those great records from years gone by. And lots of people ask, how do we manage to pick those songs? Why do we play the songs that we play? Well, the man who knows is Len Grote.
Well, basically, Steve, I think the 60s were the best ever era, and I think our listeners agree. And with a few songs squeezed in from the late 50s and some 70s as well, you've got music from three great decades when music really was in its prime. The records were selling in massive quantities. They were in the charts for 14 weeks at a time. And let's face it, we even know the Beatle flip sides, little in the top sides, don't we?
You could probably say that about Motown as well, come to think of it, or indeed some of the ballads by people like Neil Diamond, or some of those great songs from Cliff and Elvis.
This is the thing about Jam. I think we play just a few more songs that make us different from the other stations doing the gold format, because we remember some of the songs other people have forgotten.
What?
Chrissy Carpenter plays your favourite oldies, Solid Gold Jam.
Hello, this is Chrissy Carpenter, and as most of you are aware by now, I'm married to Paul Burbank, who presents the Motown and Soul Spectacular on a Saturday night. I've been with Jem just over 2 years now. In fact, until that time, Paul and I had been living in Ireland, and we came back to England in April 1991, and I had been working on radio in Ireland, so I thought, should I send a tape in and keep my fingers crossed? So I sent a demo tape to Len Grote, our head of programmes, and was very surprised to have a letter back from him. And although we only came back to England in April of 1991, by August, I was one of the presenters on Jam AM. Couldn't believe it. And I do enjoy my work, I love it. And I also love going out and about, so I'd like to take this opportunity to say hello to those people that I've met when I've been out on charity functions or discos or personal appearances, and say how lovely it is to speak to you again. And for those people I haven't yet met, I hope very soon to be out into your part of the country so that I can come and say hello to you.
Well, for those who used to listen to The Breakfast Show many years ago, will know a good old friend of mine. We used to have a few run-ins together in the morning. Now, head of news at Jam AM, and that's Phil Dixon.
Thanks, John. Yes, there have been a number of significant news events which have happened during the last 5 years. Unfortunately, as is usually the case with major news stories, the majority of them are either tragic or the events themselves have quite a serious and lasting effect on a large number of people. I think the biggest story that we've covered in the East Midlands happened during the evening of January the 8th, 1989, when a Boeing 737, which was flying between Heathrow and Belfast, appeared to have engine problems. This happened close to the East Midlands airport. The plane was diverted there to make an emergency landing, but it didn't make it and it crashed into the embankment on the M1. Other big stories that we've covered, two IRA attacks in Derby, the bombing of the Army Careers Office happened in September 1990, and then in the spring of 92, Sergeant Michael Newman was gunned down in the city. I think that the news story which has had the widest impact was the government's pit closure programme. That, of course, has and will certainly continue to have a long-lasting effect on people and communities throughout the East Midlands. In political terms, the importance of the region can't be underestimated. During the last election, all the political big guns, if you like, were in Nottingham, Derby and Leicester because the constituencies here are mostly highly marginal. The Prime Minister didn't have his own way either. On a trip to Nottingham, he ended up with egg on his collar quite literally when he was pelted with eggs by an angry member of the public. And finally, during the last 5 years, they've also marked the end of an era. Love him or hate him, Brian Clough, as manager of Derby County, and for the last 18 years, Nottingham Forest, finally bowed out of football at the end of the last season. A terrific character had gone from the airwaves.
But you have a little story about Brian, don't you?
Well, I've got a couple of stories, actually. Can we use these? You can, yes, yes. First of all, when sports reporter Darren Fletcher first joined us, he went down to Plymouth. Forest had been playing there in a cup match. Darren approached Brian Clough for an interview. He was actually on the pitch. Cloughy got out of the dugout, shoulder-charged Darren, and said, "Son, there are three things in football, the good, the bad, and in your case, the ugly." And then just one more story. Before Clough was actually granted the freedom of Nottingham, Darren went down to the city ground to interview him. He ended up on a chauffeur-driven visit to the council house, around the council house tour, and on this occasion he did get the interview. 24-hour
news! Over the last 5 years, some of our talented newsreaders have moved on for bigger and better things. Lisa Hazelhurst, now at London Weekend Television. Sarah Scarborough and Karen Whiteman, both at Central Television in Nottingham. And Helen Costello at Independent Radio News in London. To each and every one of them, congratulations, and here's to continuing success. And meanwhile here, we're stuck with...
Hello, this is Darren Fletcher, the man who was shoulder-charged by Cloughy.
Hello, this is Neil Metcalf. We're from the sports department.
Son, happy fifth birthday, Jem. Jem AM Sport.
This is David Bellamy, the real one, not Lenny Henry, David Bellamy, and I'm wishing Jem AM a happy fifth birthday. Well done.
What?
Come in.
Oh, morning, Al.
Hiya, John. Mind the...
What was that?
Oh, never mind. Yeah.
Oh, hey, I've just popped in to have a little chat for our fifth anniversary disc.
Oh, yes, jolly good.
Well, tell us what you do down here in this strange studio.
Well, for my sins, I make the radio commercials.
Good heavens.
Yes, those as well.
Have you had much experience with this sort of thing?
Oh, no. I started in 1958.
Good heavens, you don't look a day over 67.
Thank you very much. So, 1958, that's just before 8 o'clock, isn't it? So I've been in this business since just before 8 o'clock.
So how did you get started?
Well, I worked for many years at Radio Luxembourg in the production studios, engineering and producing. And when the radio station opened up in Nottingham, they said, "Will you come and start our commercial production?" And I said, "Yes, okay, fine." So I did.
No regrets, of course.
Oh, no, absolutely none whatsoever.
Right. Now, you used to do a lot of things with Monty Python, too, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
You crafty person.
Yes. I made three albums with those. Monty Python's previous album, mm-hmm. Match in Tie and Handkerchief, and Live at Drury Lane.
And what exactly did you do?
Well, I put the and the in the record.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Look, we've got a commercial here. Yeah. Why don't you read this and I'll give you an example of what I mean.
Okay.
Well, go!
Okay. It's sale time, folks, down here at Gem Productions. You want effects? We got them. We've got ones, ones, or even ones. If you don't like those, you can try... Or maybe... A line going very well at the moment is... Or at a pinch... Yes, we've got bargains coming out of our... So don't miss out. Just bring your... And you two can have wall-to-wall... No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Anyway, thank you very much indeed.
Oh, the pleasure's entirely yours, John. And watch out for the...
Solid gold in the greatest Midlands. Jim A.M.
Ah, there you are. This is the King of the Cardigans, Andrew Marriott speaking. What on earth am I doing coming out of your compact disc player? I know I'm used to popping out of the wireless, but this is very strange. Perhaps I can move about in all your electrical appliances. Hang on, I'll try it. Oh, dear. Your Hoover bag needs emptying. Oh, dear. Whew, think I'll stay here. Whew. Compact discs are quite clever things, aren't they? Mind you, I was all for putting this onto a wax cylinder, because I'm not very keen on digital nonsense. But you know what a buffoon the boss is. Wouldn't have a bar of it. What? Oh, sorry. Apparently I'm waffling again. I'm supposed to say how fabulous everything is. But of course you know that. You wouldn't have bought this disc thing otherwise, would you? By the way, has it ever occurred to you how versatile blancmange can be? It makes an excellent poultice against the onset of heaves. And also, as it comes in several colours, it can be almost invisible. Bear it in mind. What? Oh, I've got to go now, apparently. The nurse has arrived. So keep it up, and remember... Oh, I've forgotten. But you'll remember, won't you? Yeah, good. Toodle-pip.
Jam AM plays the music you grew up with. Jam AM brings the memories alive. The greatest songs are on Jam AM, 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is Garth Brooks.
Hi, this is Dolly Parton.
Hi, this is Kathy Mattea.
Hi, this is Rodney Crowell.
Hello, this is Dan Seals.
Hi there, I'm Janie Fricke.
Hi, I'm Ricky Skagg.
Hi, this is Charlie Daniels.
Hi, this is Mary Chapin Carpenter.
And this is Tim Rogers, and on behalf of all the gang, I'd like to thank you for making Sounds Country the high spot of our Sunday night for the past 5 years. And don't forget...
Don't touch that dial.
Happiness is a great oldie on your radio. Jim A.M. having a golden day.
Station identification is an important part of any radio station, and Jam AM is no exception. Len Grote is the mastermind behind our jingles.
Not many people know that jingle idents are mainly recorded in Dallas, Texas. The reason is that in America there are over 6,000 radio stations, and the jingles produced in Dallas, Texas serve those plus all the stations in Europe and the rest of the world. Jam AM's solid gold jingles are recorded by Jam Creative Productions in Dallas, Texas. But sometimes the originals are recorded for other areas.
If you're stuck on the George Washington Bridge, or wherever you happen to be, just relax and stick with us, 77 WABC.
As you can imagine, few people in the Great East Midlands get stuck on the George Washington Bridge, but they do get stuck on the M1.
If you're driving on the M1, or traveling on a bus, have a golden day with us, the Great East Midlands, Jam AM.
Over the years, Jem's jingle lyrics have sung about solid gold radio, have a golden day, it's really groovy, and loads more. And we hope you enjoy hearing them as much as we enjoy playing them.
Over the last 5 years, the selling power of Jem has helped thousands of businesses, both big and small, to reap the benefits of advertising. To them, we say thank you and continued success in the years ahead. Jam AM as an advertising medium has had many success stories, like...
Call the Derby Evening Telegraph, fresh advice for results every time.
When they suggested making this disc, they said, watch it, Steve, because people will play it on their stereos. So I said, what, you mean people can hear me on the left speaker and on the right speaker? Yes, they said, but make sure you don't mix up your left and right. Otherwise, we might hear your right on the left and your left on the right. when really you need your right on the right and your left on the left. That's okay, I said. I always get my left right and my right right, because I've got it stitched on the sleeves of Mikado, you see. Seriously, if that's possible, it's time for the man on the other side to come in and say...
And remember, in outer space, there is no Martian translation for the name Steve Vose.
I think one of the great moments of the last 5 years was our visit to Skegness last summer. We had an absolutely great time, loads of fun, and the weather was just terrific. Hang on, I think Tony Lyman's over here.
Things are hotting up here. John's just been introduced on the stage. You can probably hear the goings-on behind me as the roadshow gets underway. It started at 12 o'clock. And that is entirely separate. Now, I do believe that Graham Wright, as I speak, is on board one of our special Gem coaches, which should be almost here by now. So can you hear me, Graham?
Yes, hello there, Uncle Tone. Just on the last couple of miles now on the Derby and Leicester coach to Butlin's Fun Coast World.
And here we have John. Chris from Paper Lace. Do you want to say a quick hello?
Hello.
And to Chris.
Hi there.
Good. Now, let's get back to that single that we've just heard, Billy Don't Be a Hero. It was one of the most successful songs of 1974. And obviously, you must still be asked to sing it. Chris?
Oh, yes. Every time we work, people expect to hear Billy Don't Be a Hero, the old songs of Paper Lace. But we play a lot of other things as well. A lot of new...
I'm a little alarmed now because... the trailer we're actually on today, which is like a huge, how can I describe it, like a huge caravan, but as part of an articulated lorry. The lorry is actually backing up now to connect to us, so I don't know where we're going to be in a few moments' time. And I've noticed also they've dismantled the stairs down there, boys, so we've got a bit of a jump down there. Okay, while we try and work that out, let's hear this magic music.
We're always going your way. Stay with us and you'll have a golden day. We share it each time we get together, 24 hours a day. Your golden station, solid gold jam.
Yes, weekends are fun on Gem AM's Solid Gold Radio. Oh, and look behind the curtains, it's Mr. Paul Robey.
Hello, John. I've not always been behind these curtains.
Yes.
It's just a few weeks ago,
yes.
I remember having the crevice nozzle here.
Yes.
And I've just lost touch with it altogether.
Yes.
Happy fifth birthday, Gem. What about Sunday?
Good idea.
The Beatles, Cliff and Elvis, Ryan Tensley.
You know, you're always such a cheerful soul, but quite frankly, you're looking a bit off today.
Well, very sorry about this, but I come straight from a funeral. I didn't think it showed. Yeah, I have. It was a friend of mine, poor soul. I've been a bus driver, you know, for almost 40 years.
Really?
Bus driver for almost 40 years. And we've had a bit of a problem at the church, you know, that's why. You have to wait for 20 minutes for the coffin to arrive, and then three turned up at once. So these things get to you.
Listen, Sunday lunchtime, everyone gets together on Sunday lunchtime, listens to the radio. I always did as a kid.
Oh, it's marvellous time. You know, I really enjoy being on Sunday lunchtime. It's funny you say that, because it's always been a tradition in our house to have things on. I mean, you remember Two-Way Family Favourites?
Yes, Gene Metcalf.
And Bill Crozier.
Absolutely.
Which I think's rather apt, you know, because I follow Chrissy Carpenter each week, the two of us there, and she always reminds me of Bill Crozier. So we have the Beatles, Cliff and Elvis, you know, classic music at a classic time, I always think, 1 o'clock on a Sunday lunchtime. Because I normally see you in an evening time, don't
Well,
I?
This is the thing, we sort of pass one another by. As I'm leaving, you're arriving.
Ships in the night.
Something like that.
An old tramp steamer, if ever I saw one. Because you used to do that show that I'm
well,
on.
Well, we swapped over, didn't we? You used to do the tea time, and I used to do the evening, and then, for some strange and inexplicable reason best known to ourselves, we kind of swapped seats.
And no one noticed the join, did
they? I don't think they did.
Of course, it's a great programme. There's all kinds of things in it, like theatre reviews. I always enjoy hearing what people think of the performances on at the local theatres. We have the football. And I think, I don't know about you, but I notice what a very, very loyal listenership we
have. I always used to think we were very loyal. It was great. You used to get people taking part in all kinds of strange things and doing all kinds of strange things as well.
Well, that's right. I mean, I had this silly thing recently where my birthday's February. And I said this thing that it was too close to Christmas for comfort. So if the Queen can have two birthdays, why can't we have an unofficial birthday? So I just played up to this thing a little bit, and I got presents galore.
Gem AM, having a golden day. Solid gold gem, Paul Burbank.
Right, you've met the wife then, Ms. Carpenter. Okay, she sounds very nice, doesn't she? Believe it not. I know best. Right, it is nice to be able to work on Gem. The thing I like most about Gem, I think, is being able to sit here and indulge myself playing my favourite records every time I'm here. Absolutely wonderful. And the other nice thing is it's always guaranteed that every single one you play is, really, it always is, someone's favourite.
fabulous Jam AM.
Jam AM!
With the best oldies in the world.
Hello, my name's Andy Twigg. I'm the guy that pops in when all the others are ill, or they can't be bothered to turn up. One of the two, anyway. Also, I appear on the road shows. Maybe you've encountered my malarkey, and if you've had the custard pie, I'm sorry about that. And maybe we'll meet in the future, who knows. But thanks for listening to Jem. You're fab and groovy.
Across the Great East Midlands, fabulous Jem AM.
Being the very first girly on Jem, and therefore the only one to wear bloomers and lipstick, well, to my knowledge anyway, had its drawbacks. Keeping the place tidy, washing pots, sweeping up Brian Tansley's hairs, emptying the bins, just some of the tedious tasks I sat and watched John Peters and Tony Lyman tackle on a daily basis. Late Night Jem often found a chair by the fire, slippers and a mug of cocoa for a variety of visitors over the years, including George Benson, Jeffrey Archer, Wendy Craig, Ken Dodd, Matthew Kelly and Mickey Mouse. We spent a night at East Midlands Airport, had an evening at a panto and travelled to Florida.
Well, thank you, Anne-Marie.
Happy fifth birthday, Jem. I'm Liz Leonard, and I co-present and produce the Sunday Breakfast Show. It's been an interesting year for me, and various things have happened. I met Cliff Richard at Easter, which was one highlight. He looked stunningly good, I have to say. And the other thing which was really rather contrasting that, which sticks out in my memory, was a piece that I broadcast about Croatia. And it was fairly traumatic. And what astounded me was that even before we'd finished broadcasting the piece, there was a knock at the door and a gentleman wanted to donate £55. Just goes to show the power of radio. And that, of course, includes Jem AM.
It's the music you remember from the years you love the most. It's for you from yours truly, Solid Gold Jem.
Hi, this is Neil Sedaka. Hope you enjoy listening to me on Jem AM.
Every sha-la-la, every dooby-doo, every wah-wah-wah, Jem plays the sing-along songs.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, hello there. Sorry, I didn't see you there. It's Mark Burrows here. I'm the one who's on through the night here on Jem. And, come on, Mark, wakey-wakey. I've been here since the very start, and I've loved every minute of it.
Yes, thanks, Mark. And hello, team. Graham Wright in the night here, another of Jem's original cast. Thanks for keeping me supplied with cake, caffeine and matchsticks for the last 5 years, by the way. And if you did win a famous Through the Night Thermos flask, well, could be a collector's item one day, you know. Just remember, if you need some solid gold in the small hours, no need to raid a jeweller's shop. Happy birthday, Jem.
Oh, boil your head.
The Great East Midlands.
What do you get the radio station that has everything?
Stereo. Jem AM.
So the thing is, we've only got a few minutes left on our Jem special birthday surprise, and it occurred to me that we haven't actually asked the Jem presenters what is their favourite record of all time. So let's start with me. Steve Ellis, what is your favourite record of all time? Well, it would have to be from the Sgt. Pepper album, I guess. Such an influential album for most people. And that beautiful track, She's Leaving Home, which has always been my favourite song, and I think always will. Now then, where should we go from here? Well, I guess if I try and find Brian Tansley, that's always a fairly successful one. Let's see if we can find Brian.
Now, where would I expect to find Brian? Well, I guess if I dash through the newsroom and head out towards the car park, because that's where you'd normally expect to find him. And lo and behold, here he is, Brian Tansley, in his car. Let me rush round. Stop organising things. Look, Brian, it's me. I've only got a couple of minutes. What's your favourite record of all time?
My favourite record of all time? You know, you won't believe this. True Love, Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly. You don't believe it, do you?
I don't.
Well, let me go for The Beatles and A Day in the Life as well. That's my favourite pop-type record, but the other one really is my favourite song.
OK, I'm going to find someone else. See you later.
Bye.
OK, so where do I go from here? Well, I guess if I go through the door back in towards the studio, and down here I should find Tony Lyman. Let's just go through and see if he's there. Hi, Tone.
Hello.
What's your favourite record?
Off the top of my head, Richard Harris and MacArthur Park.
Oh, terrific.
Because not only is it 7 minutes 24 seconds long, which gives you lots of time to go and get a coffee from the machine upstairs, or nip home for your lunch, but it's a great record.
Absolutely.
That's my choice.
Okay, I'm going to find someone else. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Just outside the studio and behind the potted palms, I find lurking Andrew Ian Marriott. Andrew, what's your favourite record of all time?
You can't barge in here asking personal questions.
I can, and I have.
What's my favourite record? Good Lord. Georgia on My Mind. Lots of versions through the 30s and 40s, and a fab one by Ray Charles, which you had a bit of a hit with in the early 60s.
Terrific.
Fab song, that.
I'm going to find someone else now.
Now get out!
I think the lady who has the key to the Gem AM mailroom is probably the person I should next ask what her favourite record is. Chrissy, what's your favourite song?
That's impossible to say, and it must be a presenter's worst nightmare being asked what their favourite record is. But for the purposes of this CD, I think Billy Fury in Thoughts of You.
My journey around the Gem AM building continues. I've just bumped into Paul Robey. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Steve.
What's your favourite all-time record?
Oh, gosh, that's a question. Let me think. Something from Summer of 76, I suspect. Afternoon Delight by the Starland Vocal Band.
Sounds like a good choice. Great, I'm continuing my journey. One man you can always find at Gem, because he's usually where the coffee machine is Paul Burbank. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm all right. OK. I'm trying to find out what everyone's favourite record is. What's your favourite?
It's very difficult, because my top ten's got 150 titles in it. I suppose it would be very high on the list, The Toys, A Lover's Concerto. Remember that?
Ah! Huh? There you are, you old devil, you.
Ah, Steve, you made me jump there for a second.
How are you?
Hey, look.
Happy fifth birthday.
Thank you, you too. Listen, I'm racing around the building.
Yes.
I look like Annika Rice, don't I, in this jumpsuit?
Just turn around.
Yes? You like
well,
that bit?
Similar, yes.
I think I'll turn around the other way again. Listen, I've got to check on what everyone's favourite record is. Everyone's coming up with really strange records. What about you? What's your favourite record?
It's so difficult. I love them all. How about that?
I love them all.
Yeah, well, it changes every week, you know. I like a bit of Beatles, Stones. I like a bit of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Gary Lewis and the Playboys. I like them too.
Shut up. What?
Your solid gold station.
And now, here's Gem's managing director, Mr. Chris Hughes.
It just doesn't seem like 5 years. Gem's come a long way in that time and really established itself as an important part of the life of the area. I'm really confident we'll continue to grow and reach new and ever-increasing audiences. I'd like at this time of celebration to thank everyone who's made it all possible. Our staff, our advertisers, and most important of all, our listeners.
The Carpenters, Stevie Wonder, and the Beatles too. All across the Great East Midlands, sing their greatest songs for you. Solid Gold Gem, it's the music you remember from the years you love the most. It's for you. From yours truly, Solid Gold Gem.
Airchecktownloads.com.